Chapter 3. In February of that winter, my father bought 78 acres of mountainous woodlands from the Dice Mill Paper Company. The great pulp mills of New Hampshire had disappeared one by one, leaving behind enormous smokestacks and derelict outbuildings, which senators and congressmen visited for photo ops to declare the mills would be replaced by federal prisons or state-run casinos, with incentives for new businesses that took up residence there. But a century of industry is not so easily replaced, and the Dice Mill Paper Company sold off its holdings under bankruptcy protection. And my father, always watching for lumber, swung a loan through Northway Bank and became a sizable landowner. He bought the acres for the antique spruce, poplar, and willow, which, he said, had become increasingly rare. Working with the county agricultural agent, he walked the land a dozen times before making a final purchase, marking selected trees with orange tape. He liked to stand in front of a particular tree and try to see an instrument inside it. The ideal spruce, he said, was an arrow pointed at heaven. Ed and I went with him, clattering on the beaver tail snowshoes my father picked up at yard sales. We all walked the land together, passing through the late winter light, the air a stab each time we breathed. Apart from the wood he might find on it, he liked the feeling of having land. Later on, he would say during our late-night surveys of our Canadian map that the land belonged to us as much as to him. "Hold on to it," he'd say, his whiskers rubbing against the clean pillow shams, his eyes up at the map. "Don't be fooled that there is something..."